You're right. All right, let's get a NovaCare rehabilitation injury report. Of course, we give away a pair of tickets prior to every Eagles game, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation. We love the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report because we get an assessment of what happened in the prior game. Dr. Megan Bishop is with us today, an orthopedic surgeon with Rothman Orthopedic in Washington Township and Marlton. She specializes in knees, shoulders, and elbows. She's also the assistant team doctor for the Phils and the head doctor for Drexel. Let's welcome her right now, Dr. Megan Bishop. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Our pleasure, particularly with an 8-2 football team. We like this quite a bit. All right, so let's get to the big one last night. And I guess in the end, maybe it turned out to be not the big one, but it certainly felt in the moment like, uh-oh, with Jalen. Megan, what goes into those protocol checks? How extensive are they? What do you know about what an athlete or non-athlete is run through in order to determine if a concussion occurred or not?
Well, any time an athlete goes down hard on the field, or especially a quarterback has a potential head injury, the way Jalen's helmet hit the ground after that play, people are going to be on high alert for concussion. So I think just based on the impact of that, it was a little bit slow getting up. It was in due diligence stuff to bring him over and at least give him a quick sideline test for a concussion. If there's any kind of concerns that come out of that quick sideline assessment, they're going to be bringing him back to the locker room to be to undergo more extensive testing.
And it did not get to that point, correct, Doc?
You know, it didn't look like it did. You know, he jogged back to the locker room immediately after coming out of the tent getting assessed. And
yeah.
So they certainly could have. It was halftime. So they certainly could have been testing him more further during halftime. But he obviously came back to play, and it didn't seem like he had any further effects from the hit.
Was that troubling to you in any way, the way that he phrased it? I guess I beat the protocol. Is that something like a red flag for medical professionals as they're administering this protocol?
I mean, I think that is a strange way to word it. I don't know that Jalen necessarily meant it that way. I think the more correct way would be that he passed the protocol.
Yeah.
I think it would be very hard for an athlete that truly had a concussion to beat the protocol, as they wouldn't be able to pass the testing with the types of assessments that they make them.
I will say, is that protocol the same as it's always been, Doc, where it's sort of count backwards from 10? Is it always the same questions being asked in this protocol?
So there's a number of different protocols that are out there, but the NFL has a standardized protocol that they would make them undergo on the sideline. So, you know, that's part of it. You know, there's a number of different questions and assessments that they would make them undergo to be able to assess if he had a concussion.
Yeah. So if it's standardized, is it the same every time?
Well, it should be. The initial assessment should be the same.
Gotcha. That's what makes me think beat
the protocol.
You're
wondering if they know how to beat it, John.
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Do they know how to beat the protocol because it's the same every time?
But I will say, Jalen is not an elaborative guy with many of his answers in press conferences. He doesn't like to talk about injuries.
Right.
So I read less into it than you're inferring. I mean, you could be right, John, but I just think he doesn't like talking about it and want it to move on. Would be my guess.
Possible.
By the way,
sure.
Dr. Bishop, it's certainly come a long way. I remember Al Golden, the former Temple coach, who, of course, played football, telling me that in his days of playing at Penn State, it was, how many fingers am I holding up? So it's come a long way from that. All right, let's talk about Landon Dickerson.
Yeah.
So that was, it seemed like maybe a big one. Turned out, I guess, not on that one. His leg got rolled up. What did you make of that? And what, you know, Eagles don't play for nine more days now. He finished the game, probably will be good to go. But what'd you make of that sequence?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best news was that he was able to walk off the field and he pretty much came right back in. So, you know, it doesn't look like anything was too serious with that injury. It was a little uncertain whether it was knee or his ankle, but Landon Dickerson does have a history of ACL reconstructions on both knees as well as ankle injuries in the past. So certainly we want to be cautious with that. But I think the best news was that he came right back in. So it likely was not anything too serious. I'd imagine he's probably going to undergo further evaluation today if he has any lingering effects. From, you know, the tweak of either the ankle or the knee or whatever lower extremity part was from that rollout.
Yeah, just do some squats on the sideline and it takes care of any high ankle sprain possibilities, I guess, Doc. So Milton Williams left the game and didn't come back. Is that the case? That should be cause for real worry, I guess. Right, Doc?
Yeah, I mean, they said that it looked like he went out with a foot injury. I'm not exactly sure what play that happened on, but, you know, it was enough that he wasn't going to be able to come back in that fourth quarter. So I'd imagine today he'd be getting any kind of further imaging evaluation to figure out if anything serious.
Yeah, that's important. He's probably one of their three or four best defensive linemen. So
he's been outstanding.
Yeah, that's pretty important. Hey, Dr. Bishop, we appreciate you joining the program today. To everyone listening, of course, you can get more information on Dr. Bishop at RothmanOrtho.com. That website, RothmanOrtho.com. And, Doc, good luck to Drexel as you attend to them this year. And, of course, the Phils when you're back with them in the 2025 season. Thanks so much for being a big part of the show today, Doc. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me. Go Birds.
Thanks,
you
Doc.
Got it. John, how many times, you have any idea how many times you were checked for a concussion, how many times you were told you have a concussion?
Great question.
And question three.
I was told I had
sense,
a concussion
how many times?
Once.
Wow.
And then I never told them after that.
Again.
I was held out of a game. My senior year in high school, I was held out of a game that prevented me from getting 2,000 yards. And I never again went to the trainer to tell them I was feeling, you know, sick from a hit or, you know, that I couldn't see straight or any of that stuff.
Do you have any, and you probably don't, any sense of how many times you pushed aside potential symptoms or
thousands,
symptoms?
Thousands. Wow. Realistically, scary. We're told now that it's, and I don't want to get into all that, but we're told now that if you see stars, there was something that, you know, happened that, that you did some damage. I saw stars after every single play my whole life. So what does that mean? In the grand scheme, it was I was loving what I did. And I can't imagine knowing what I know now that I would do it again.
That's wild. Yeah. That's sad. I mean, obviously, that's a bit sad. 215-592-9494. So I guess Milton Williams is the big one moving forward. We'll see what happens there. I didn't even know in the game he had left. I don't remember that being said by the announcers.
I think it was fourth quarter, maybe?
It was late.
Well, that's good. I mean, hopefully it was one of those keep him out with a lead. But it was still fairly – I mean, look, who knows? I don't know exactly what play. But foots can be tricky sometimes. I mean, I remember Hollis
one
time.
For a big guy, a foot is really tough.
James, you remember when Hollis, like – didn't he break his foot
coming out for
a playoff game?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the introductions or something? He, like, ran out and couldn't play. It was weird. Anyway.